Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we're going to, we've got a guest on. I'm really excited about this because I saw the trailer the other night and thought, man, I got to see this. Robert Abbott joins us. He's a director and narrator for The Last Days of Night, which is a 30 for 30 that gets into the whole Bobby Knight situation and what happened at the end of his career at Indiana. Robert, appreciate you coming on, man. And how did this idea come about? What attracted you to this story?
Actually, I was assigned the story when I worked for CNN back in 1999. Three high school All-Americans had left Indiana University. It was Neil Reed, Luke Recker, and Jason Collier. And my boss said, hey, you know, it's kind of weird that three high school All-Americans have left in 2 years. Go find out what's going on. So I did the original reporting, you know, way back in 99 and 2000. And then a number of years ago, I pitched the 30 for 30 film Catholics versus Convicts to my good friend John Dahl, who's head of ESPN Films. And he had another director direct it. And it kind of upset me. And he said, don't worry, I want you to tell the behind-the-scenes story of your investigation into Bob Knight while you were at CNN. So that's really kind of the origins of this film.
Now, how much of this film, how much help did you get from the players in the game? I'm sure Bobby Knight wasn't exactly thrilled to be a part of this, but like, did Neil Reed participate? Who could you get to participate in the making of this film?
Well, it's really a story about journalism and what a journalist goes through in going up against a person in power. So, you know, 17, 18 years ago, I got countless players to be part of it. Neil Reed went on camera. Richard Mandeville went on camera. Charlie Miller went on camera. Countless players told me things on the record, but off camera. Other ones told me things off the record, but just wanted to make sure I got the story correct. So this film is really about all the things that were never reported back then, things that kind of fell through the cracks. And because a lot of people to this day think, how could Bob Knight, you know, be fired for grabbing a kid by the throat for 2.4 seconds and then he grabs some student going into assembly hall by the arm and that's why he got fired? It was much more than that. What I had uncovered back then was really a darker side of Knight that had never been told. And what I do in this film is take you step by step, day by day, week by week, what I did as a journalist to uncover this story.
Robert Abbott, our guest, and that part fascinates me because I spent 20 years in the newspaper business and I remember what a huge story this became. And I'm kind of curious, how do you think this would play out now where everybody's got cameras on their phones? Do you think that this would have gotten revealed a lot sooner?
I think so. You know, in this day of, you know, Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, I think it would have come to the surface much sooner. But you have to understand, I think it's a film, and you will appreciate this, having been in the newspaper business for 20 years. It's a film about power and the abuse of power. And it's so evident in the last handful of years here in the country where men have used their position of power, oftentimes directed at women, in a negative way. And it's really how a journalist gets someone to trust them to come forward and tell their story. Because it's not fun. It's not fun when you're Neil Reed and you come forward and say, hey, this happened to me. It's not fun when you come forward and say, hey, my coach did this to me, or my gym, you know, my doctor, you know, at the Michigan State story. All those women for years kept quiet because they were going up against a powerful entity, you know, a doctor and the U.S. Olympic Committee. And this is really the story of how a journalist gets enough people to trust him, which was me, and tell me what was really going on. And it took over 9 months before I actually met Neil Reed face to face, and 11 months before I got him to go on camera. And overall, the reporting from the day I was assigned the story till ultimately it led to Coach Knight's firing was over 17 months of nonstop talking to people. And you know, being a reporter in the newspaper business, there's so much of your work behind the scenes that nobody knows about. They just read your column, read your article, but they don't realize how many phone calls you make and how you go over and, over and over again. I try to take people through that and show what it's like for somebody to step forward against a legend like Coach Knight. And it's not, I wasn't out to get Coach Knight. I thought the world of Coach Knight. He won three national titles and an Olympic gold medal. I mean, he represented so many of the things you want in a coach: discipline, hard work, you know, team before I or me. And he really embodied the state of Indiana, and he was the most powerful man in the state of Indiana. So it was interesting to try to get people to overcome their fear of him and what he could possibly do to them if they speak out. And that's really what the film was about.
All right, I'm going to ask you one more dorky journalism question as a follow-up here, because as much as these things might have been on camera a lot more now, there's not people who are sending investigative journalists to do this kind of work. There's not a lot of them left. And I think if maybe the Baylor stuff comes out sooner, maybe the Michigan State stuff comes out sooner, if we still had investigative journalists, how much do you think that's impacted some of these stories?
I agree with you 100%. I was lucky enough to work at CNN. And I was, you know, I had done our Olympics for 10 years. You name the role, and I played it. I did our NFL show, NCAA, and college basketball, football, the Masters, the Super Bowl. But my boss, Steve Robinson, had come from Sports Illustrated, where he had headed up their investigations. And I also want people to understand that this wasn't an investigation to start. He asked me to find out why kids were leaving, and we thought it was going to be a story about entitlement. AAU basketball had gotten big in the 90s. Kids had gotten a lot of publicity. There was a sense of entitlement. And we thought it would be a story about high school basketball kids coming and not being able to play for a hard-nosed coach like Coach Knight. It wasn't until I spoke to Neil Reed that it started to turn into an investigation. And I did a number of things while I was doing the story, covered the Masters, the Super Bowl, the World Series. But my boss gave me the time, 9, 10, 11 months. You know, that doesn't happen, and it didn't happen back then very often, where they allowed me 11 months to break a story. It just doesn't happen today. And I owe a lot of credit to our managing editor at the time, Steve Robinson, who said, just keep reporting it, just keep reporting it. We'll put it on the air when it's ready. And it was finally ready 11 months after I'd gotten the assignment.
Well, you know, you talked about how it sort of parallels, this story sort of parallels the more recent story of the Me Too stuff. But to hear you describe it at the beginning, where you said it's about journalists and how they deal with, you know, reporting on someone who's in power, how much parallel is there to what's going on in our country now with the president and the backlash that journalists are getting from going after him?
Yeah, and we thought long and hard about including some of that, and ultimately didn't in the film, because this is really a story about what took place in 99 and 2000. But I think the audience can make their own judgment, and they can see throughout the film things that apply today, things that apply today in the sports world, things that today apply in the political world, the business world. There's just, you know, it seems that people in power, oftentimes when you're given so much power, I think it just brings out the bad qualities in people. And again, when everyone around you is either supporting you or afraid of you, there's really no one there to check you. And sadly, when it comes to Coach Knight, he was a brilliant coach. Still, the last undefeated team in college basketball was his 1976 Hoosier team. And he, like I said, he embodied everything we want in a coach. That's why he was coach of the 1984 Olympic team. But either everyone around him, there was very few people around him who could tell him anything. And I think his temper just got the better of him. And ultimately, Indiana University President Miles Brand, because of my reporting, because I uncovered the tape of him grabbing Neil Reed by the throat, he was put under zero tolerance. It's one more, you know, incident and you're gone. And you know, I'd love to be sitting here today doing a film on Coach Knight abiding by zero tolerance, setting the record for wins at Indiana and maybe winning another national championship. But sadly, he didn't take advantage of that second chance he was given at IU.
I know ESPN is, they're launching, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow is the launch of the ESPN Plus format. And you guys are kind of the kickoff party to that, if I'm not mistaken, where they're going to have all the 30 for 30 documentaries on it, as well as some boxing and stuff like that. Eventually, I think there's going to be MMA on it. Did they let you know in advance that they were using your film as sort of the launch for that format?
Yeah, actually, they launched ESPN Plus in April. April 12th was the launch of this film on ESPN Plus.
Oh.
Tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern time is the network debut. It'll be on ESPN 7:30 Eastern time. But you're correct in the fact that ESPN Plus is the home of all the 30 for 30s. So the 30 for 30s have won everything from an Oscar to Emmys. It's just great storytelling. I'm proud to have been a part of it with several of them, meaning the Catholics versus Convicts film and now The Last Days of Night. And the ESPN Plus app is great to have if you are into MMA, if you are into 30 for 30 and great storytelling, because that's really what I am, as a storyteller. And we told the story of Catholics versus Convicts through the eyes of another director, Patrick Creedon, and now I got the opportunity to tell the story of my investigation into Coach Knight in The Last Days of Night. And, you know, if you're a sports fan, ESPN Plus is something, you know, I think you should have. I worked at ESPN for 11 years. I left in 2012 and started my own company, Hey Abbott Entertainment. But, you know, it was a great place to work. I learned a lot there as I did at CNN. And I hope everybody watches this film because I think it's different than what people are expecting. And if you look at Twitter, that's all people talk about is this isn't what I expected and wow. John Dahl wanted a page turner along the lines of, for those people who are old enough, All the President's Men, and that's what I ended up, you know, giving him.
That's Robert Abbott. I got to tell you, I'm fascinated by this. I'm also kind of ticked off because I've had ESPN Plus from the beginning because it's the only place that we can watch Canadian football, and I didn't know it was on there. And I cannot wait to watch this now. It's going to air at 6:30 Thursday. It sounds fascinating, and you're right. The way you described it is completely different than what I expected. So I really appreciate the time. And it sounds fantastic. Can't wait to see it.
Thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed it. And I hope everybody enjoys the film.
All right. It's Robert Abbott.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.